Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan says there are growing signs the U.S. economy is emerging from recession. He cautioned, however, that the rebound may be weaker than usual. Greenspan made his comments before members of Congress. He also took questions on the collapse of Enron. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
In his semi-annual report presented to the House Financial Services Committee, the chairman of the Federal Reserve painted a picture of an economy that may be on the mend. The Fed chairman saying in recent months, some of the forces that have been restraining the economy have started to diminish. Greenspan said that's especially noteworthy given the shocks the economy sustained as a result of last year's terrorist attacks.
Even a subdued recovery beginning soon would constitute a truly remarkable performance for the American economy in the face of so severe a decline in equity asset values and an unprecedented blow from terrorists to the foundations of our market systems.
The chairman said while some of the factors that helped the economy hold up so well have yet to be fully quantified, he mentioned several possible contributors, including technology, which has helped business adjust to change more rapidly, as well as continued strong spending on the part of consumers.
The imbalances that triggered the downturn and that could have prolonged this difficult period did not fester. The obvious questions are, what has changed in our economy in recent decades to provide such resilience, and whether such changes will persist?
Greenspan also came under tough questioning from some lawmakers, including a number who wondered what effect the collapse of Enron might have on the broader economy. Greenspan said the collapse of the giant energy trader was not a negative for the economy, but some lawmakers, like Representative John LaFalce of New York, said the Enron case points to a need for increased oversight.
I think we've shown that we cannot rely on the unfettered magic of the marketplace alone, that with respect to publicly traded companies, there must be significant regulation.
LaFalce said he believes the Securities and Exchange Commission needs to be given increased powers of enforcement to make sure companies are more upfront about their books. However, the Fed chairman's response was that despite worries on Wall Street, he believes it was Enron's internal problems, including the manipulation of earnings, that led to its collapse.
If long-term earnings growth were properly evaluated over this period, I don't think we would have had very much of the type of problems that we've had. But there's been a significant endeavor to make the data look as though something fundamentally different is going on in corporate America, and that has been unfortunate.
Meanwhile, analysts watching for any future hint on interest rates may have been disappointed. Greenspan's more positive comments would seem to make any further interest rate reductions less likely, though. Greenspan also gave no hint today of whether he plans to step down before the expiration of his current term in 2004, as some have speculated. Several lawmakers did say they hoped he would stay on. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.